Welcome to Art for All, sponsored by Sketchbook School. As a thank you for joining us, I'd like to give you a free ebook and our monthly newsletter full of tips, recommendations, and other cool stuff. Just head over to sketchbookschool.com to claim your freebies and to learn more about our classes and workshops and our membership program. We believe that art is for everyone, and I hope our podcast inspires you to create and explore your own artistic journey. Thanks for listening. On with the show. Welcome to Art for All, the Sketchbook School podcast. I'm your host, Danny Gregory. I'm the author of a dozen or so books on art and creativity, and I'm a sketchbook artist. And today I'd like to talk about artists, about how we see them, and what that means to us as a society and to us as individual makers. Every biographical movie about an artist depicts its subject as some sort of dysfunctional weirdo. Picasso, a woman hater. Van Gogh, a psychotic suicidal. Basquiat, a drug addicted suicide. Pollock, a drunken suicidal. Warhol, a weirdo and a con man in a wig. Michelangelo, a disagreeable obsessive. Frida Kahlo, a victim of love and disability. And Toulouse-Lautrec, a horny dwarf. Mozart, a child. Beethoven, a deaf crank. Their genius is a curse, fed only by their tortured souls. In America, we love athletes. We love pop stars. But we love to hate artists. When we're about 10, we're taught that being an artist is impractical, childish, and self-indulgent. That talent is a God-given gift you either have or you shouldn't bother. Artists are arrogant, disconnected, elitist, millionaires, or paupers. This myth is why parents accept all the cuts in art and music education, and yet they'll do anything to promote athletics in schools. No one would want their kid to want to grow up to be an artist, it would seem. It wasn't always this way. Doing watercolors used to be a standard part of a decent education. So did reading and writing poetry. Mozart, Beethoven, Bach, they were all government employees. In 21st century America, that critic in your head has the support and encouragement of the whole gang. Your parents, your teachers, your neighbors, bosses, and role models. Even so-called creative people in the media keep promoting this illusion that being creative is either a fool's game or it's the lottery. It's a small wonder that it's so hard to drown out this voice. It says, don't sing unless you're going to become a pop star. Don't paint unless you know you'll be a genius who's recognized in your own lifetime. And if you have to practice at something, work on your pitch, your swing, your kick, skills that'll pave the way for your future. You're fighting enough obstacles as it is. Don't let your own brain join the conspiracy. Tell it to shut the hell up and let you get back to work. Because all those voices, so right about how to build profit, are flat wrong about how to build a decent life. Without art, your soul suffers. You lack a chance to express who you are, to hone your own point of view, to make your life your own. You're less than human, no matter how many Super Bowl rings you're wearing. When you do make something and you share it with the world, your voice will be proven wrong again. People won't say, well, that drawing is pathetic, that poem is lame, that note was slightly flat, that diary reveals what a moron the writer was. If they stop to judge it at all, they'll almost certainly say, I wish I did that. Which will give you the chance to say, well, why don't you? Thanks for joining me today. I'll create something new for you again next week. Till then, I'm Danny Gregory, and this is Art for All. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast and leave us a review. And remember, visit sketchbookschool.com and claim your free ebook and your monthly newsletter. Our community is always growing, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Art for All.